今天早上我们要一起来学习的题目是灵性成长的起点。
This morning I'd like to share with you the topic of the starting point of spiritual growth.
从这个题目我们可以看到有两个重点。
From this topic we can see that there are two main points.
第一个就是灵性的成长。
The first is spiritual growth.
第二个就是起点开始。
And the second is the starting point.
灵性的成长跟我们的得救有直接的关系。
Spiritual growth is directly related to our salvation.
请我们看提摩太彼得前书第二章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第二节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2.
新约圣经336页第二节就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
这个很多的翻译本把最后会翻译成 up to salvation, 以致得救。
And some versions include the words up to salvation at the end of this verse.
有成长，然后得救。
That first you have spiritual growth and you are saved.
我们既然领受了属灵的生命所以我们要来成长。
Since we have received the spiritual lives, we must grow spiritually.
所以信仰的过程也就是一个成长的过程。
So the journey of our faith is also a process of growth.
所以我们每一个人都要来努力让灵性不断的成长。
So each and every one of us has to work hard so that our spirituality can grow.
这个题目的另外一个重点就是起点开始。
The other key point to this topic is the starting point.
有很多的事情都一定会有一个开始。
With most things, most things have a starting point.
我们也常常说要有一个好的开始。
We often say that we have to have a good beginning.
因为这个跟成功也有绝对的关系。
Because this is directly related to the success.
开始可能是很短暂的。
The starting point, the beginning is often very temporary.
开始在整个过程里头到最后可能也是看不见的。
And when you first start a thing, it's probably impossible to see how it will end.
但是它常常占着一个很重要的一个位置。
But often the starting point is very important for this entire matter.
比如说我们看到一栋非常宏伟的大楼。
For example, if we see a very grand building,
那我们也都知道它一定是从地基开始来建起的。
And we know that this was built starting from the first floor.
当这个大楼盖好了。
And when this building is complete.
人们看到的是在地面上的这个宏伟的这一栋大楼。
And people see this great building on this earth.
那个地基在地底下没有人看见。
But nobody sees the foundation which is below the ground.
但是我们也都知道如果没有那个很坚固的地基这栋大楼是很危险的。
We also know that if this building does not have a firm foundation, then it's very dangerous.
没有那个一开始的这个地基，无论这个楼盖得多宏伟、多漂亮，都是不能使用的。
If this building did not start off with a strong, firm foundation, then this building will never be able to really be used.
那既然灵性的成长跟我们的得救有直接的关系
，So since spiritual growth is related to our salvation,
那一个开始，那一个基础。也一定是特别的重要的。
Then that starting point is also very important.
那灵性成长的起点是什么
？Now what is the starting point of our spiritual growth？
那就是在于我们的重生。
Now this starts with our rebirth.
在圣经里头有时候叫做复活。
And in the Bible, it often is called our resurrection.
因为我们要得的是永生。
Because what we want to receive is eternal life.
所以我们要有一个新的属天上的生命。
And so we must have a new life that is above.
因为我们所要承受的是永生。
Because what we want to achieve is eternal life.
所以我们要先复活。
So first we must resurrect.
这么来讲的话就是过去是在死的状况里头。
Which is to say that we used to live in death.
所以我们才需要复活才能够来这个成长。
Which is why we must resurrect to be able to grow.
是的根据圣经来看我们过去 是在属灵的方面，在灵的这一个层面，我们是死的。
Really, according to the Bible, our old lives were lived in death.
一个死的，他是不会成长的。
Someone who is dead cannot grow.
所以他必须要重生，他必须要复活。
So he must be reborn, he must resurrect.
有那个能够成长的生命。
To be able to have a life that has spiritual growth.
请我们来看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章二十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22。
新约两百四十五页二十二节，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive。
从人的层面来看，人都是从一个起源就是亚当而来开始。
From a human perspective, humanity began with a starting point, which was Adam.
那从人的这一个层面来看，在亚当里头，众人都是死了。
And from this human perspective, all mankind is dead.
我们在这里，我们可以互相的交谈，可以互相的沟通我们是活人。
When we come here, we can talk to each other, we can have conversations, we are living people.
所以这里所谓的死呢就是灵性的死。
So when it talks about how we are dead here, this is death in our spirit.
那为什么在亚当里头人是死的状况呢？
So how come in Adam we are all considered dead or spiritually dead?
在罗马书里头保罗他有很详细的讲论。
In Romans, Paul speaks about this in great detail.
他说罪从一个人从亚当入了这个世界。
He said that sin entered this world through one man, through Adam.
那这个死是从罪来的。
And this death came through sin.
死临到每一个人。
And this death came to everyone.
因为众人都在亚当里头都亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because all have fallen short of the glory of God through Adam.
人在罪孽当中所生，生来带着罪。
And so if we are born in sin, we have sin.
这里所说的这个罪当然不是指着我们在生活当中我们那些错误的行为。
And of course, the sin is not talking about the sins that we commit in our lives.
我们生活当中错误的行为常常会包括着人在里头。
The bad things that we do in our lives often have to do with other people.
我们先得罪了人那人是神所造的，所以我们也得罪了神。
That because we sin against other people, since other people are also created by God, then we sin against God.
那在罗马书里头，保罗所说的这个罪呢，是指着人对神。
But the sin that Paul talks about in Romans is our sin directly to God.
我们人都亏欠了神的荣耀。
That we have all fallen short of the glory of God.
因为我们没有达到那个造物主造人的目的。
Because we have not achieved the goal that God created mankind for.
在亚当里头，人没有办法荣耀神。
In Adam, man was unable to glorify God.
人失去了被造的那个神圣的目的。
And man lost this goal that God created us for.
所以保罗又说到，那罪的工价就是死。
That's why Paul said the wages of sin is death.
所以带着罪的人他的灵性是在死的状况。
So those who have sin are spiritually dead.
所以既然是死，所以他就没有所谓的成长可以讲。
So since they are dead, you don't even have to talk about growth.
一个灵性还是死亡的人。
Somebody who is still spiritually dead.
在他的生活上可能他有很好的很好的行为。
Maybe you can say in their lives they have a lot of good actions.
但是因为他是在死的状况里头。
But because they live in death.
他没有那一个复活的那一个基础。
They don't have that start of resurrection.
我们可以这样子来想来看，就是在一个没有地基的地上在盖楼房。
So we can just think of it as if you're trying to build a building without a foundation.
或许也能够盖得很漂亮。
Maybe you can build a beautiful building.
但是事实上它是没有用的。
But that building is useless.
那我们再来看这个灵性的死，它会带来什么结果？
Now let's also look at the results that are brought by a spiritually dead person.
我们再一次来看看，在亚当里头的人， 他会有什么结果。
And to see again, those who are dead through Adam, what is their result?
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第十节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 10.
第十节，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得以神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。
For when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life.
一个灵性死亡的人，他是跟神为仇敌。
Somebody who is spiritually dead is an enemy of God.
有时候我们会提醒人说。你要跟谁作对啊？你也要看看对方是谁。
Often we say to people, if you're going to be somebody's enemy, you have to first know who this person is.
有些人啊，你是不可以跟他反对的。
There are some people you just cannot go against.
有些人你不可以跟他敌对的。
There's no way you can oppose them.
因为啊，你一定胜不了他。
Because there's no way you can ever beat them.
你跟他敌对啊，你是要自己吃苦头的。
If you are going to be his enemy, then you might as well forfeit.
这宇宙当中谁最伟大？
And what is or who is the greatest in this entire universe?
当然是这一位创造、掌控宇宙万物的这一位神。
Of course, it is the God who created and controls this universe.
在不知不觉当中，在我们灵性还是死亡的时候，我们是跟神为仇敌。
And when we were still spiritually dead, unknowingly, we were enemies of God.
如果不是神的怜悯啊，我们跟神为敌的人怎么会有好日子过？
And if it weren't for the mercy of God, then how could somebody who's an enemy of God live a life?
神怜悯我们，虽然我们在跟神为敌的时候，我们好像还过得不错。
And when God has mercy on us, or let's say even when we were enemies of God, it looked like we were living an okay life.
但是我们要去认清楚，在灵性死亡之下，我们就是跟神为仇敌。
We must understand clearly that when we are spiritually dead, we are an enemy of God.
再请看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 1.
新约圣经283页，哥罗西书第一章21节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 21.
21节，你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
And you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled.
21节。
Verse 21.
我们这里说我们从前是跟神隔绝的。
Here it says we were once alienated from God.
那在这里又一次的强调，我们心里是以他为敌。
And again, it says that we were his enemies in your mind.
既然是为仇敌那另一个层面，它就是互相隔绝的。
And so, if we are his enemy, then from another perspective, you could say we are separated from him.
这就是为什么一个灵性死亡的人，在他的生活当中，他总是会觉得还缺少了什么。
And this is why somebody who is spiritually dead will always feel like there is something missing in his life.
在这个物质很丰溢的社会里头有很多人他过得表面上看起来他过得很好。
In this society, this world where it is so materially prosperous, there are a lot of people who feel like they live good lives.
但是只有他自己知道他还缺少，好像还缺少了什么。
But only they can feel that it seems like they're missing something.
所以很多人已经很好了，他还是很努力的在追求这个，追求那个。
And so that's why there are many people who seem like they're doing pretty good, but they still keep pursuing this or pursuing that.
为什么
？Why？
因为他好像还少了什么。
Because it's like they're missing something.
但是常常又说不上来。
But a lot of times they can't put their finger on it.
有人说那种感觉就好像一个女人满衣橱的衣服但是总是觉得还少了那么一套。
It's like how some people say it's like a woman who has a full wardrobe of clothes, but they always feel like they're still missing one shirt.
所以只要到百货公司里头不论已经有多少衣服，常常还会再买它一件，买它一套。
So if they go into the department store, no matter how many clothes they have at home, they'll always walk out of there buying something.
过了一阵子再去百货公司还是会再买。
And after some time, they go back to the department store and they still buy something else.
就好像永远买不到最喜欢的那一套衣服。
It's like they can never buy that one thing that they really want.
永远有那一套比过去的还要好。
There will always be that one outfit that was better than what they had before.
其实这样是没完没了的。
Of course, this is never ending.
其实今天有很多人是生活在这样的境况里头。
There are many people living today in this situation.
只是不一定都是像买衣服这样的行动。
It's just that they don't necessarily do it through buying clothes.
那其实都很类似。
But it's all the same.
一个根本的原因。因为跟神隔绝。
And the most basic reason is because we are separated from God.
所以这个是灵性死亡的一件很明显的一个例子。
And so this is a very clear example of being separated from God.
一个灵性死亡的人，而且要失去现在、永远的许多的福气。
And somebody who is spiritually dead like this has given up this eternal blessing.
请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章十二节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12.
新约270页。十二节，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Verse 12, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
一个灵性死亡的人他缺少着现在跟永生的福气。
Somebody who is spiritually dead will lack in blessings today and in the future.
神是一切的根本，一切的根源。
God is the source and the beginning of everything.
有时候当我们在过着漂流的生活。
A lot of times when we are living lives of wavering in the wind.
我们会形容说好像没有根一样。
We'll feel like we are not rooted.
那种漂流的生活常常是会让人觉得非常可悲的，非常凄凉的。
And to live this kind of life where we are being blown about by the wind makes people feel very sad.
那最重要的根就是在于神。
And the most important root is in God.
这里说，在一个灵性死亡的人，他没有神。
Here it says that somebody who is spiritually dead is without God.
他没有跟神连接上。
They are not connected to God.
所以在他的现在的生活里头没有指望。
And so in their lives today, they will have no hope.
对将来来讲，他跟永生没有关系。
And if we're talking about the future, they have nothing to do with eternal life.
所以一个灵性死亡的人，他没有一个完整的人生观。
So somebody who is spiritually dead cannot have a full picture.Or full outlook of life.
一个灵性死亡的人，他对这整个天地，他没有一个正确的认识。
Somebody who is spiritually dead cannot have a full and complete understanding of the heavens and the earth.
一个灵性死亡的人，他没有那个真正的满足。
Somebody who is spiritually dead can never have true satisfaction.
所以可能知道短暂的满足，但是他没有知足。他不能知足。
So they may know about temporary satisfaction, but they can never truly be filled.
那因为没有知足，所以生活里头也常常有快乐，但是没有喜乐。
And because they cannot be truly filled, then often they will have happiness in their lives sometimes, but they can never be joyful.
那因为没有真正的根，所以对将来他没有真正的盼望。
And because they are not truly rooted, they cannot have true hope for the future.
我们都不希望我们是生活在这样的状况里头。
None of us want to live this kind of life.
那更严重的，一个灵性死亡的人，他将来要受永刑。
What's even worse, somebody who is spiritually dead will have to face eternal punishment.
现在很多人没有神，但是看起来好像也过得还不错。
There are many people today who don't have God, but it looks like they live decent lives.
其实人一直在误用神的怜悯。
Actually, people keep on abusing the mercy of God.
神的怜悯宽容是要引导人悔改。
The way that God's mercy puts up with us is so that people can return and repent.
那既然继续跟神为敌。
But if we continue to be enemies of God.
将来也必须要面对着神的公义。
Then in the future, we have to face the justice of God.
在神的怜悯里头他不会违背自己的公义。
In the mercy of God, or even in God's mercy, he cannot forsake his justice.
哦，那神的公义里头会包括着怜悯。
And of course, God's justice includes mercy.
哦，现在我们也是在面对神的公义。
We are also facing God's justice today.
哦，但是现在我们在神的公义里头，我们还在享受着神的怜悯。
But today, under God's justice, we still enjoy God's mercy. 哦，
神希望我们能够为那个将来最后的那个公义来做好准备。
God wants us to prepare well for this final justice in the future.
哦，我们在最后，我们能够很坦然的在来面对着神的公义。
That in the end we can boldly stand before God and face His justice.
但是一个人如果他没有重生，他还存留在灵性死亡的状况之下。
But if somebody is not reborn, if they still live a spiritually dead life.
哦，那面对将来神的公义的时候。
Then when it comes time to face the final justice of God,
那将会是怎样的一个情形呢？
What will happen?
请看启示录二十章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章十一节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 11.
十一节，我又看见一个白色的大宝座，已坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避。再无可见之处了。
Verse 11, Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
当最后每一个人都要来面对神的公义的时候，
At the end, when everybody has to face the justice of God,
这里用这样来形容，连天地都逃避了。
It says here that even the earth and the heaven fled away.
那是一个非常严肃非常庄严的一个时刻。
This is a very serious time.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books.
我们眼前所看到的每一个人都会经过死。
We see before us that everybody has to face death.
这样的事情是每一天在发生。
And this happens every day.
我们也都知道有一天也要发生在我们身上。
We also know that one day it will happen to us.
但是这个不是就结束了，就没有了。
But this doesn't mean that then everything is over.
十二节清楚地告诉我们，将来大家都要站在这个宝座前。
Verse 12 tells us that in the end, every one of us has to stand before God and His throne.
有一本生命册。
And there will be a book of life.
我们再跳过来。看十五节。
Let's skip to verse 15.
十五节，若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
15. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
这本书叫做生命册。
This book is called the book of life.
有生命的人的名字记在这里头。
Those who have life, their names are written in this book.
一个灵性死亡的人，他的名字不会在这里头。
And somebody who is spiritually dead will not have their name in this book.
一个重生复活的人，他的名字就在这上面。
But somebody who is reborn, someone who is resurrected, their name will be in this book.
所以这里这样形容，那个灵性死亡的人要被扔在最后要被扔在火湖里。
So it tells us here that those who are spiritually dead will be cast into the lake of fire.
所以那个开始是非常的重要的。
And so the beginning is very important.
就是要重生。
Which is that we must be reborn.
在约翰福音第三章，有一个犹太人的官，他暗中来找主耶稣。
In John chapter 3, a Jewish official came to find Jesus secretly.
他也是犹太人，犹太社会里头研究圣经、懂圣经的人。
And he was somebody in the Jewish society who studied the scriptures and knew the scriptures very well.
他在追求神。
And he pursued God.
他在追求将来的永恒。
And he pursued eternal life.
但是他对将来的永恒，他一直没有把握。
But he was not he'd not feel a guarantee regarding eternity.
因为在旧约圣经里头所讲的那个复兴，他没有体验到。
Because he never experienced this revival that the Old Testament talks about.
圣经里，旧约圣经里头所讲的，神所应许的，他将他的灵放在人的里头，他也没有体验到。
And he never experienced how in the Old Testament talked about how the Spirit of God was to be put into the heart of man.
虽然在人的眼中他是圣经学者。
Even though in the eyes of man, he was an expert in the scriptures.
但是他自己知道，他有很多事情，因为他没有体验，所以他不懂。
But he himself knew that because there are many things he hadn't experienced, there are many things he did not know.
所以当他听见主耶稣的事情，他看见了主耶稣。
So when he heard about Jesus and he saw Jesus,
他就很想从主耶稣来得到答案。
He really wanted to come get an answer from Jesus.
所以当他暗暗的来找主耶稣的时候
，So when he came to secretly find Jesus,
他一开始就对主耶稣说：“我看出来，我知道你是从神那里来的。
”He said to him, "I know that you are a teacher come from God."
主耶稣知道这个人所要问的，就是要问神的事情，问生命的事情。
And Jesus knew that this man was going to ask him about things of God, things of life.
所以主耶稣也很直接的告诉他，你要怎样才能够看见神的国。
And so Jesus told him very clearly what you have to do to be able to see the kingdom of God.
主耶稣再一次的更慎重的讲，你要怎样才能够进入神的国。
And Jesus said even a second time, in even more detail, what you have to do to enter the kingdom of God.
进入神的国，这是一个开始。
To enter the kingdom of God is a starting point.
进入神的国，来拥有天上的生命。
To enter the kingdom of God is to have this life of above.
灵性复活。
To have a revival, a resurrection of our spirituality.
成为一个活人，才能够继续说成长。
We have to be a living person to be able to grow.
一个还没有复活的人，没有资格，也不能够说成长这件事情。
Somebody who has not resurrected has no ability to talk about growth.
所以主耶稣清楚地跟他讲，你要从水和圣灵来重生。
And so Jesus told him very clearly, you must be born of the water and the spirit.
这是非常重要的一句话。
This is a very important sentence.
因为这是灵性成长的开始。
Because this is the beginning, the starting point of spiritual growth.
所以这些主耶稣的门徒，这些使徒啊，他们都很详细的来考察，来明白主耶稣所说的这一句话。
And so these apostles and disciples of Jesus studied these words and thought about them in great detail.
所以保罗在提多书第三章第五节对这一句话有一个最简单最清楚的一个注解。
And so in Titus chapter 3 verse 5, Paul summarized this very clearly.
请看提多书第三章。
Let's look at Titus chapter 3.
提多书第三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
新约308页，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
Verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
所以什么是从水和圣灵重生？
So what does it mean to be born of the water and the Spirit?
第一个就是接受重生的洗礼。
First is to receive this baptism, this washing of regeneration.
也叫做赦罪的洗礼。
Which is also the baptism of the remission of sins.
第二个就是让圣灵来更新我们。
And the second is to allow the Holy Spirit to renew us.
要祈求圣灵来领受圣灵。
We must ask for the Holy Spirit and receive the Holy Spirit.
这个开始是神的工作。
This beginning is the work of God.
所以圣灵来带领我们，来感动我们。
And so the Holy Spirit comes and moves us and guides us.
圣灵来启发我们，让我们明白在神面前我们是个罪人。
And the Holy Spirit reveals to us that before God we are sinners.
所以我们要谦卑的来接受圣灵来感动我们，来带领我们。
And so we must humbly accept the guidance and movement of the Holy Spirit.
那照着主耶稣所应许的，我们谦卑的来祈求圣灵，来领受圣灵。
So as Jesus promised, we must humbly ask for the Holy Spirit and receive the Holy Spirit.
那成为 进入神的国，成为这个属灵家庭的一份子。
To enter the kingdom of God and become a part of this spiritual family.
啊，这个过程可能会一段时间。
This process could take a period of time.
啊，这个过程也可能很短的，几个月、半年、一年。
This period of time could also be a short period of time. It could be a few weeks, months, or years.
哦，但是当一个人他受洗归入主耶稣的名下
，But once somebody is baptized and they become one of God's，
啊，这是一个绝对必要、绝对重要的一个开始。
This is a necessary starting point.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
Sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter five verse 17。
十七节，若有人在基督里，他是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
这里说都要变成新的了。
Here it says that we are to become a new creation.
我们的容貌啊，或许没有什么改变。
Maybe our physical image does not really change.
哦，那其实很多的时候，一个人受洗之后啊，他的脸会变得比较开朗。
Actually, sometimes you see after people are baptized, their face seems more happy or open.
哦，所以说完全没有改变也不太对哈。其实常常是会人的心境改变了，人的这个。脸部也会跟着改变。
So you actually can't say that there is no physical change at all. Often when our hearts change, then our appearance also changes with it.
这里更重要的改变呢，包括几件事情。
But the more important change here includes a few things.
慢慢的，我们会有新的想法。
Slowly we will have new ways of thinking, new perceptions.
慢慢的，我们会有新的看法。
Slowly we will have new perceptions.
慢慢的，我们会有新的喜好。
And we will also have new desires.
慢慢的，我们会有新的价值观。
Slowly, we will have new value system.
只要我们愿意在主耶稣、在圣灵的带领之下。
As long as we are willing to continue to live under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
照着这里主耶稣的应许，我们都要变成新的了。
According to the promise of God, we will become new.
那这种改变是必须的。
And this kind of change is it has to happen.
因为这些改变要成为我们灵性长进的一个基础。
Because this change will become the foundation, the start of our spiritual growth.
一个想法看法没有改变的人，他还是过着旧的生活。
If somebody does not change their perceptions, the way they think, they continue to live an old life.
一些过去的那一种错误的生活是阻碍我们灵性的成长。
And these things, these old actions and old ways of thinking will block us from growing spiritually.
所以受洗那是一刹那的事情。
And so baptism is this beginning.
但是我们受洗的那一个，当时接受洗礼的那一个态度啊，我们要常常提醒我们自己。
But we must often remind ourselves of the attitude with which we receive this baptism.
这样子才能够让我们真的来变成新的。
Only this, only then can we become new.
我们一个人受洗要有怎样的态度？
And what kind of attitude must we have when we receive water baptism?
或许我们有些人已经忘了。
Maybe many of us have already forgotten that attitude.
所以有时候我们觉得我们灵性成长得很慢。
And so we feel like our spiritual growth is going so slow.
请看罗马书第六章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Verse 6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
这里说我们一个人接受洗礼，我们的态度就是我不要再做罪的奴仆。
Here it says that the attitude of receiving baptism is that we no longer want to be slaves of sin.
过去我不能够荣耀神。
In the past, I could not glorify God.
现在我要成为一个荣耀神的人。
But today, I'm going to be a person that glorifies God.
我们带着这个血肉之体，就是借着我们的言语行为来荣耀神。
And as long as we are in the flesh, we will use our actions and our words to glorify God.
所以现在我的言语，我的行为 是要光明的，不是黑暗的。
And so today, my words and actions should be words and actions of light, not of darkness.
哦，现在我的行为是要能够造就自己，造就别人的。
Now my actions will be to edify myself and edify others.
哦，因为我受洗了，我不要再做罪的奴仆。
Because I am baptized and I will no longer be a slave of sin.
再请看11节。
Let's also look at verse 11.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
在我们的生活里头还存在着很多不能够荣耀神的人或者事情。
In our lives, there are many people and things that cannot glorify God.
那这里保罗说，我们一个人受洗了，我们要有这样的态度。我们向罪是死的。
But here Paul says that once we are baptized, we must have this attitude that we are dead to sin.
哦，这些不能够荣耀神的人或者事情，不再影响我们。
That these people and things that cannot glorify God shall no longer influence us.
哦，因为我们向他已经死了。
Because we are already dead to them.
哦，他们是存在的，但是对我们渐渐的起不了作用。
They exist, but they are useless to us.
哦，那我们向神在基督耶稣里。却看自己是活的。
And so in Christ Jesus, we are alive to God.
神对我们的要求，我们都说是的。
And whenever Jesus has something, a request of us, we say yes.
在神的教训里头，我们是很活跃的。
Under the teachings of God, we are lively.
我们一个受洗的人，我们要有这样的态度。
Those of us who are baptized must have this attitude.
那这样子我们就不再跟神为敌，我们是跟神和好。
And then we will no longer be enemies of God, but we will be one with Him.
我们跟神和好了，我们跟神联合了。
And when we are reconciled to Him, we are linked to Him.
就像主耶稣所说的，我们连结在葡萄树上。
Just like Jesus said that we are a branch that is connected to the vine.
我们肯定是会结果子更多。
And then we will surely bear more fruit.
这个树有成长，它才会结果子更多。
Is when this vine, this plant grows, then it will bear more fruit.
神是给我们这样一个开始。
This is the starting point, the beginning that God has given us.
但是这种荣耀神的生活，它不是自然有的。
But this life of glorifying God does not happen automatically.
它可能不是马上就达成的。
And it may not be something that you achieve right away.
但是我们相信，在神的恩惠里头，它会逐渐的来达成。
But we believe that under the grace of God, He will make it happen.
因为主耶稣拣选我们，就是要让我们来恢复我们应该有的形象。
Because God chose us so that we could show and manifest the image that He created us for.
神让我们能够活出他的形象来。
And He allows us to live out His image and His likeness.
保罗在哥林多后书说，变成主的形象。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul says that we become the image of Christ.
今天主耶稣他还常常顾念着我们生活当中的软弱。
And today, Jesus continues to look beyond or help us in our weaknesses.
他不会放弃我们。
And He will not give up on us.
所以在我们软弱失败的时候，我们也不要灰心，不要放弃自己。
So in our times of weakness, in our times of failure, let us not give up hope on ourselves.
我们常常反省自己，常常重新来做立志。
Let us continue to examine ourselves and continue to make new determinations.
就像我一开始所说的，神是一切的开始，所以他也愿意常常给我们一个新的开始。
Just like we said before, God is the beginning of all things, and He is also willing to make new beginnings for us.
我们一直这样的继续来努力，一直到我们这个身体得赎。
And so we should continue to work hard until our bodies are renewed.
请看最后看罗马书第八章。
Finally, let's look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章二十三节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 23.
二十三节，不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
这里说，一直到我们的身体得赎。
Here it says that we should continue until our bodies are redeemed.
这也是得救得永生的另外一种形容。
And this is another show that our spiritual lives are alive.
我们说
been saved.
啊，这里说这里用身体得赎来做形容。
And so it shows that with the image of our bodies being redeemed.
啊，将来我们也是要有一个身体。
In the future, we will also have a body.
那是一个得赎的身体。
It will be a redeemed body.
哦，那是一个像主耶稣复活那样荣耀的身体。
It will be a body that is like Christ, which is revived and resurrected, who has glory.
哦，那是保罗所说的好的无比的身体。
And this is what Paul said. It is a wonderful body.
哦，那是一个荣耀的身体。
It is a glorious body.
哦，那这个跟我们现在的努力。是有直接的关系。
And it is directly related to our hard efforts today.
好，我们追求灵命的成长。
That we should eagerly pursue spiritual growth.
好，到最后我们的身体得赎。
Until in the very end, our bodies are redeemed.
好，我们感谢主耶稣，让我们有这样一个对的好的开始。
We thank God for giving us this good and this right beginning.
啊，这都是因为他的。救赎的恩典而有的。
And this is all comes because of His grace, the grace of His salvation.
好，我们还没有领受救恩的人，啊，我们要努力的，先来拥有这一个基础。
And so those of us who have not received the salvation yet must work hard to eagerly get this starting point.
让我们在主耶稣的恩典里头来重生，来复活。
So that we can be reborn and resurrected in the grace of God.
唱诗225首。
Let's sing hymn.225
First verse, 最后一节。
Come to the Savior of the today. He is His word, He shows us the way. He is our peace, He stands in today. Tenderly saying, come. Joy, 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 over many feet. When from sin our heart and new and free.
请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，在主耶稣基督里头啊，真的我们要变成新的。
In Christ, we will really become new.
啊，只是啊，我们很多时候我们并没有这么的啊来顺服主耶稣。 顺服圣灵的带领。
It's just that often we don't submit to the guidance of God and to the direction of the Holy Spirit.
好，所以让我们在实际的生活里头，我们没有体会、体验到那个变成新的。
Which is why in our daily lives we cannot experience how we are becoming new.
好，当你有一个想法在心里挣扎的时候
，When you have a perception in your heart that you're battling over.
好，这个常常。是神给你的改变。
Often this is a source of change from God.
我们要赶快的求神帮助我们，能够照对的那个感动去做。
We must ask God to quickly help us so that we can do what's right.
你仔细的想，一定会有的，在我们的生活当中一定会有的。
If you just think to yourself that in my life this will happen.
只是有时候我们像保罗所说的。我们消灭了圣灵的感动。
It's just like what Paul said that sometimes we quench the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们祷告求主耶稣帮助我们让我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So we pray, let's ask God to help us so that we do not quench the Spirit.
让我们真的能够变成新的。
So we can truly become a new man.
从我们的思想、我们的想法开始到我们的实际的生活
from our perceptions, from our ways of thinking, all the way down to our actual daily lives.
我们一起来做结束的祷告
Now let's make our concluding prayer.
我们求圣灵，求圣灵充满我们
We ask the Holy Spirit to fill in us.
我们愿意接受按手祷告的，我们可以到前面来
If you'd like to receive the laying of hands, please feel free to come to the front.
一起祷告
Let's pray.